There is a waitress in Texas. She's working for, I think it's like a barbecue place. I mean, it's Texas, so of course it's a barbecue right. place. And she was relatively new there. She'd only been there like a month or so, but the place was packed all the time. And they were short-staffed, and she was working her butt off. And she's one of these people who, like, she is really working hard for her family. She has a 2-year-old and a 5-month-old that she's taking care of on her own, and they never have any money, you know. And she's running around working really hard. And I guess the food was taking forever to come out because, again, like they were short staffed and they weren't expecting the rush and all this kind of stuff. So there's a guy sitting there and she kept apologizing. I'm so sorry. I'm trying really hard. It's really busy. I put in the order. I don't know what's taking so long. He's like, I understand. Don't worry about it. So she brings him more stuff. She's like, let me give you complimentary chips and salsa. Let me bring you this. And he's like, listen, I have to go. If the food isn't coming out, I'm going to need to cancel my order. She's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Let me go to the kitchen. I'll be right back. And she comes back and she explains to him that they're short staffed in the kitchen and all this. He's like, you know what? I own restaurants. I understand this. Just give me whatever check I have. You know, I think it was like a Coke on it or something.
Right.
It was like, you know, $1.69 or whatever. So she brings him the check and she's like, I'm so sorry. Thank you so much. And then she kind of goes back on her business and she goes to pick up the check and he has left her a $2,000 tip.
Because that's what people are doing now. If you have money, you're supposed to tip $2,020. That's what the tip is supposed to be. You're supposed to tip the year.
Because 2020. Because
2020 is so hard on people that work in restaurants that if you do get served and it's good service and you have the means, give them $2,020.
And that's what he did. It was $2,020. And she just broke out into tears. And she was like, for the first time, I think, you know, of course, like the press showed up and the local Fox channel, whatever, the local news channel showed up, and she said, you know, this will be the first time I can actually get my kids a really good Christmas gifts, and we actually have Christmas this year, and every year we just don't have enough money, we can actually finally get a tree and all this kind of stuff. So the restaurant says to her, not so fast. We have a policy here that you cannot leave a tip over $500 because our system doesn't process it. And everyone there was like, well, why don't you just process four $500 tips? And that's, you know, there's your $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
And the restaurant was like, sorry, we can't do that. If the guy wants to come bring you $2,000 in cash, he can do that. But,
are you kidding me?
Yeah. So they're not even potentially going to give her the $500 that they can process. So she's really upset and she's reached out on Facebook to the guy and said, I can't thank you enough. And just, you know, here's the story in the news that I'm not going to get this money, but it doesn't matter. It's a thought that counts and you would have changed my life. But the fact that you even attempted to like means the world to me. So hopefully he will find her, reach out to her and give her $2,020 in cash.
Mm-hmm. Well, I bet she's raised from the TV story. She's probably raised more than that.
She doesn't have a GoFundMe or anything.
Well, people still...
You think people like came by and like dropped off $20 here, $100 there?
Right. So when,
that's true. It just hit the news today, so I'm not quite sure. Well, I guess we'll know in a few more days if people are rallying around her and giving her cash. She's a single mom with two little kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I bet they're calling up that restaurant, giving the owner hell for not giving her the money.
I know.
It's like, come on, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, I've worked in a lot of restaurants in my day, and it's weird when it comes to tipping. There's two things that they do. One of them is that they pool tips.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody leaves you $2,000, they're actually leaving it for the entire staff, and you have to split that $2,000 with the lame-ass person that is went out for 7 smoke breaks, whose tables you had to pick up because they do a crap job. You still have to split your tips with that person. So I don't like that because you know me, I'm a hard worker. Like I work my butt off and I didn't want to have to share my tips, but I did because that's the policy. The second thing they do is they take your tips and then they take a percentage for taxes and then they give you your whatever tip money. Like it's always a problem. Like it's never easy to get tipped anymore when you're a waitress or a bartender. It just isn't. Unless someone gives you cash, it's really, really hard to get your money from your your employer.
Yeah, and I think if you're working at a place that pools tips or takes taxes out of your tips before you get them, you need to go somewhere else.
But that's most places. And then the worst thing is they don't take responsibility. So if, for example, if it's really busy, this happened to me. It was really busy. We were understaffed. So we were all working a section and a half each, which in a busy restaurant on like a Friday night was insane. And the hostess and the manager were not doing a good job at making sure everybody was paying their check. And one of my tables just got up and left. I put their check down and they were like, well, she's off and busy.
Right.
So the restaurant, instead of saying, look, our bad, you know, we're understaffed, we shouldn't have done this to you, they said, we'll be taking this out of your tips. That's illegal. It's illegal. They're not allowed. But what am I going to do? Hire a lawyer and go after them? Be like, listen, it's not my responsibility to pay that bill. Like, you should have had somebody on the door.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they know that the wait staff is not going to sue them or go after. I'm not going to hire a lawyer and be like, they owe me $220, you know.
But why would you want to piss off your waitress? You know, that's just bad business.
But they say that's our policy.
I know, but you still have to break policy to keep your employees somewhat satisfied.
No, they tell you that in the beginning. They say, you know, if anyone skips out on a check, we take that out of your salary.
I really can't say anything about restaurants right now because I know every restaurant is hurting. And,
yeah,
you know, probably 75% of them aren't going to last because it's really hard right now. But I've always thought that you should pay your waitresses a living wage for them not to pay at least minimum wage. Is just ridiculous. You shouldn't have a business unless you can pay your employees what you should to run that business.
No, there are restaurants in New York City. I don't know how it is around the country, but there's restaurants in New York City where the wait staff is union. So they get a salary and they get benefits and they get all that stuff. There's unions.
Yeah, that's mostly, only there. That's nowhere else.
It's mostly the steakhouses. It's not like just like the random restaurants I've worked, like the Mexican restaurants I've worked in, you know, that's owned by like some little white woman who just likes burritos. You know what I mean? So she owns a Mexican restaurant. She thinks it's like a cool hip thing she saw in California. Those people do not let you unionize and they're not going to hire a union help. And they know that they're going to have a high turnover. They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care. And, you know, they can say to you, well, you know, it's a lot of costs having a restaurant in New York City. Our rents are high and then our taxes and our food. It's like, that's not my problem. I should be able to have a living wage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you're sitting down and you're doing a business model for your business, you should say, OK, I need 20 employees and I have to pay them all at least $15 an hour. OK, next. OK, the numbers don't work out. I'll open a bowling alley instead.
Right.
You know, then if you can't afford it, then don't open that business. Find something else to do.
So no tipping? Is that what you would say? No tipping and then the restaurant
pays
them?
I think you can still tip, but give them at least a decent wage.
Right.
Figure that into your business model. You know,
right.
If you had 8 waitresses, hire only 4, pay them really well. They won't bitch. They won't complain. They'll get tips. They'll come back every day. You don't have to retrain anybody. They're going to work their ass off, but you know what? They're going to get paid.
No, but you need 8 waitresses. You can't have 4 in a restaurant that normally has 8 because that means that then you're overworking.
Yeah, but if
people.
You pay them well, then that's fine. You're not going to have turnover.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I've never worked in a restaurant so big that I couldn't handle it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, if you had to, you could handle double the tables. If you were making really good money and tips on top of that, and you liked your job and you liked the people, you wouldn't have no problem doing that.
Yeah,
you just
that's a good point.
You figure it out.